faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Clark Kent, accompanied by Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, launches the tiny model of the Superman rocket in Metropolis Park. And something amazing occurs.
The model's reached its peak altitude now, Jim. It's leveling off. Starting to circle back.
It is?
Uh-huh.
So high up, I can't see it anymore, Mr. Kent.
I can. Wait. Great Scott.
What's the matter?
Well, it disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, Jim. It just vanished into thin air.
Now stand by just a minute for another red-hot angle on rockets. Say, do you know how fast rocket ships will travel? Just listen to these notes.
In the time between those two notes, a rocket has gone one whole mile.
Sure, travels so fast it can go from the moon to the Earth in 3 days. Imagine. And then the rocket ship would have to circle the Earth for 24 hours to slow down enough for a landing.
Right. The very thought of rockets is exciting. And you can get in on all this excitement. You can get a gyrocket, the sensational rocket model.
Yes, a gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. A gyrocket that you yourself can launch right from your hand. A brilliant colored streak flashing out over the treetops.
Think of it. A gyrocket with a sleek, gleaming wood body. Almost half a foot long, slim and streamlined for minimum drag.
And the propeller at the stern bites into the air with maximum power. Yet launching your gyrocket's a cinch, for with it you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Now listen. These gyrockets are going like crazy. So send for yours today. To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
The Adventures of Superman.
When Richard Haller, a cunning, red-bearded adventurer, secured the wreckage of the amazing rocket in which Superman had come to Earth from the planet Krypton, he made two small-scale models for test purposes, intending to sell the secret to foreign agents. The first model caught fire and burned in the air, but Superman, who witnessed that test unseen, was able to see a slight but important difference between the model and the original Superman rocket. That night, the original was destroyed by fire. But Superman captured Haller and received from him the second little model. Boring a hole in the nose, he inserted a flawless diamond chip. And at dawn, in his guise of Clark Kent and accompanied by Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, he took the model to Metropolis Park, where he launched it. The tiny rocket performed brilliantly. But suddenly, high in midair, it disappeared.
I must be dreaming it. It vanished, Jim.
Oh, relax, Mr. Kent. It's just up so high you can't see it.
Oh, I could if it was there. I was following it. I could see it clearly, but now I can't see it anymore. You wait here, Jim.
Where are you going?
Stay where you are.
Why? Where are you going? Mr. Kent? Mr. Kent! Hey, Mr. Kent!
Ow, into these bushes. Jim won't be able to see me here. Ow. Out of these clothes. This is a job for Superman. Still can't see that model. I don't understand it. It didn't explode, and it couldn't just evaporate. I've got to find it. There we are. All set.
Up and away!
Just about up here, over the ball field when it disappeared. Now, let's see, it started to circle to the west.
Away!
No, still don't see it.
Up! Way up for a bird's eye view.
There's the whole park below me. There's Jim. What did happen to that model? It couldn't have fallen. I would have seen it. And yet, what else could have happened to it? There's the lagoon down there. All right, I'll search that and then every inch of the park.
Away!
Streaking down, Superman hovers in curious flight over the gleaming lagoon, his keen eyes probing its depths for the tiny missing rocket model. Failing to find it there, he flashes away, swooping and wheeling over trees, bushes, lawns, searching every inch of the city park. Finally, confused and puzzled, he admits defeat and veers southward, heading for the nation's capital. A short time later, the Man of Steel is in conference with John Miller of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Colonel Reed of Military Intelligence.
The model was directly over the ball field, Mr. Miller, in the center of the park, when I lost sight of it. But it didn't fall into the park. I searched every inch of it.
Somebody might have picked it up, Superman.
The sun was just rising when it was launched, Mr. Miller. Except for a few attendants at the zoo and a few police officers, the park was deserted. And neither the zoo attendants nor the police officers picked up the model. I made sure of that.
It must have flown beyond the park, then.
I tell you it didn't, Colonel Reed. I had my eyes on it every moment. It had reached its peak altitude and was leveling off and circling back when it just disappeared.
You say it was a couple of miles up?
Yes, at least two, maybe three.
It may have caught fire the way the first model did and been destroyed.
No.
But it was only 18 inches long and miles up in the air. You could very well not have seen it burning up.
I would have seen it. It did not catch fire, Colonel Reed.
Now look, Superman, it couldn't have just evaporated.
I can't understand it, Mr. Miller.
You say the original rocket was destroyed, Superman.
Completely and totally destroyed.
And this model you had was the only one?
Yes. Haller says that his designs, the dyes, everything went up in smoke when the barn burned.
He might be lying.
I don't think he is in this case. I saw the designs and dyes in the barn last night before the fire. And I don't remember them well enough to make a model myself. Wait a minute. I just remembered something.
Yes?
What, Superman?
When Haller gave me the model, I had a feeling it wasn't quite the same as the first one, the one I saw him test.
Oh?
How do you mean?
Well, I'm not quite sure. It looked identical, and yet, well, there seemed to be something different about it. Something I couldn't quite put my finger on. I wonder if Haller didn't do something to that model before he gave it to me. Something to, well, to make it disappear.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, as I see it, there are only two possibilities. One, the model which absorbs its fuel from the atmosphere is still flying. Two, it escaped your sight, Superman. Maybe the sun got in your eyes and it fell somewhere.
Oh, you're wrong, Colonel.
I agree with Colonel Reed. I'll go to Metropolis at once and organize a search for it.
I'll go with you. I want to see this Richard Haller.
Well, I repeat, you're both wrong, but I want to see Haller, too, for another reason. So if you don't mind traveling via Superman Express, I'll take you both to his house in a matter of seconds.
Fine with me. How about you, Colonel?
Excellent.
Okay. Up with this window, then. Now, there we are. All set?
Ready? Go ahead, Superman.
Hang on, then. Up and away! Sergeant Healy, this is Colonel Reed of Military Intelligence.
How do you do?
How do you do, Sergeant?
This is Mr. Miller of the FBI.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Hello, Sergeant. I understand you've got Haller waiting for us inside.
He's waiting all right, just as Superman left him.
That's what you think. Come inside, all of you.
Yeah?
What's up?
You'll see for yourselves. Hurry.
Well, how do you like that? He got away.
Right, Sergeant. And he took his Hindu servant and a gunman named Joe with him.
I thought you and your men were watching this house, Sergeant.
We were, sir. Nobody came out of it. I can't understand this.
It's simple, Sergeant. Tragically simple. The garage is connected to the house, and the garage doors lead out into the alley.
Well, he didn't get out through the garage. I've got a man stationed in the alley.
Yes, you'll find your man lying there with a bullet in his back.
What? What's that?
Chances are he was shot from the garage window with a silencer-equipped revolver.
Holy mackerel, I've got to see about this.
Well, Superman, now what?
I'm afraid Haller outsmarted me, Colonel. It's my hunch that he has the rocket model, which I completed for him. And unless we can work a miracle, the next time we see it, a full-scale version of it may endanger all our lives.
Grimly, Superman makes a dread statement to Colonel Reed and FBI agent Miller. Is he right? We'll be back in a moment to find out and to discover what happened to the tiny rocket. So stand by.
Looks like everybody's itching to get hands on the Superman rocket.
Yes, and everybody in your neighborhood will be itching to buy your Gyrocket, the terrific hand-sized rocket model.
That's right. A Gyrocket offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. A Gyrocket you yourself can send streaking into the sky. A brilliant colored Gyrocket, almost half a foot long, packed full of rocket thrills.
Yes, sir. A Gyrocket that's sleek, slim, and businesslike. Shaped of gleaming wood and streamlined to the last inch.
At the power end, a steel propeller develops rotational thrust. And with your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Right. With just a flick of your arm, you send your Gyrocket flashing into the sky, up over the treetop.
Get in on the fun right away. Send for several Gyrockets. Be captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future. Then you're all set to have exciting games with your friends. Speed and distance and accuracy landing contests.
But you may miss out on the fun unless you order your Gyrocket today. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents in a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is send a Kellogg's Pep box top, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
now, back to the adventures of Superman.
On the top floor of an abandoned warehouse about a mile and a half from Metropolis Park, two men stand beneath a grimy open skylight. One of the men is short, stocky, and bald. With his plump hands, he has disjointed a tall metallic rod and is packing the sections into a leather suitcase. This is Arnold Schweitzer, at one time the German High Command's leading authority on rocket bombs. Beside him stands a tall, powerfully built man with red hair and a thick red beard. He is Richard Haller, collector of rare books, big game hunter, and world enemy number one. His eyes gleam as he examines the tiny model rocket in his hand.
Yes, this is the model, all right, Schweitzer. No doubt about it.
Of course it is, Mr. Haller. Did I not tell you that if it was launched anywhere within 500 miles of here, I would secure it?
How did you do it?
You have heard of radio-controlled planes, Nine?
Yes.
You see this directional fin near the propeller and the thin filament of wire on its underside?
Yes.
That wire receives radio impulses.
Radio impulses?
Yeah, and transmits them to a tiny control I placed in the propeller shaft itself. The control, of course, was tuned to a special shortwave beam so that broadcasting from my transmitter here, I was able to guide the flight and direction of the rocket.
So that's it. The rocket was radio-controlled, and when Superman launched it, you brought it in here.
That is correct. And thanks to Superman, we now not only have the model reconstructed, but also the one thing we overlooked, the diamond in the head.
Nothing can stop us now, Schweitzer, nothing. Now pack up as fast as you can, and let's clear out of here. We leave for Europe tonight.
Tonight? With the FBI and Superman looking for us? Would it not be better to wait?
Don't worry, all arrangements have been made. A special plane is waiting to take us to our destination. By this time tomorrow, Schweitzer, we'll have more money than we ever dreamed of. And a nice, safe place to spend it when Superman rockets start falling on this country.
So, Superman was right. He was out-tricked. And now the secret of his aerial rocket is in Richard Haller's hands. Haller and his henchman Schweitzer leave for somewhere in Europe tonight, taking with them the only existing model of the fabulous Superman rocket, which they plan to sell to a foreign power. Is there no way of stopping them? Gang, don't miss a single episode from now on, because each one is packed with excitement as the Man of Steel wages a tense battle for himself and for the world. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 14 of The Secret Rocket on The Adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This program came from New York. Listen now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.